Hey there, I'm Blair from LimitZero and welcome to LimitZero's very special podcast workout. I started LimitZero back in March 2010 and this here is the very first podcast workout designed just for LimitZero. I've made it for you to get the very best out of what we think is a pretty cool wee gym. All you have to do is walk with me through our doors and we're going to take you through your very own workout made especially for LimitZero only. However, before we get started, please know if I'm going too fast, then you can put me on pause anytime. If I'm going too slow, then you can put me on fast forward anytime too. And if you happen to really like me, you can replay this as many times as you like. I don't mind at all. I'll guide you through the full workout, but the control of it is all yours, which I guess is the best of both worlds, you may say. We're going to get started by heading over to the cross trainer for a 3-minute warm-up. To get this machine going, we have to hop on it and get it moving slowly. Afterwards, the screen will light up and then you press quick start. So if you go and do that now, we will start your warm-up. And we'll start that in 3, 2, 1, and go! Make sure the cross trainer is moving and then press quick start on the cross trainer. Now that we're going, you can choose a level of your resistance from 1 to 25. If this is your first go, I'd suggest level 8. If you're more experienced, I'd suggest level 10 to 15. The best thing though is you get to choose. You should hopefully have a go now and you'll see the timer come up and that's going to switch in and out with calories. So you can keep an eye on that, but today's timing of the workout is with me. So I've got my stopwatch on and at the moment we've done 30 seconds of the 3-minute warm-up. So I'm going to tell you when to start and stop. If we're in sync, that's really cool. I'd really appreciate if we could get you up to about 75% intensity. So not flat out, but definitely want to get you puffing a bit. Pretty please. And as I said, we're going for 3 minutes. And that's about 48, 49 seconds. So yeah, we're going to go with my time. Obviously, I can't change it. This is a recorded workout, so please do listen to me. And as I said before, put it on pause or fast forward if you want to. But right now, we're cross training, and we're going for the 3 minutes to warm up. It's really important to warm up our bodies, obviously, to get our heart rate up, muscles moving before we do anything too intense. It just gets our body and our mind prepared for what's ahead. And so we can do better in the workout. As you can probably see, it's a minute and a half. Our workout today is going to involve mainly a bit of strength work with some cardio involved in between. It's going to be roughly about half an hour long, and it's already started, so this warm-up is included in that. And it's going to be a full body workout. So it just tries to use LimitZero's in the best way possible into full capacity and really get some enjoyment out of this free gym. Well, 1 more minute on the cross trainer, please. We've got 20 seconds left on the cross trainer, that's 20 seconds, and then we're going to come off. If you want to, you can record your distance, how far you get. We'll see that on the far left, hopefully, as long as the cross trainer isn't playing up. And to get your total distance, just going to press end workout in 3, 2, 1 right now, which is 3 minutes on my clock. So if you slowly hop off and come with me all the way to the other side of the pool, and we're going to go into the weights area and in particular onto the leg press. So I'll let you walk on down there. You can jog down if you want to. If you're more advanced, you can even bear crawl down there. Another option, if you know what a bear crawl is. But that's just a bit of fun, that's not part of the workout. We want to get to the leg press. When we get to the leg press, First thing to note is the seat and where the seat is placed. If you look down, you'll see a yellow pull button. So to move the seat either back or forward, you pull that yellow pull button up and then you sort of jam the seat back or pull the seat forward, whichever way you need to go. Depends how long, how tall you are, how long your legs are, on where the seat is. I'd suggest for the average person you should be on seat number 3 or 4. So that should leave 2 or 3 holes showing if we're looking down the bottom where that yellow pull button is. But if you're a bit taller than average height, you may go further. If you want to make it easier, you go further out. If you want to make it harder, you go closer in. And then we got the weight stack. So if you look at the weight stack, a really good place to start with weights is around half your body weight. Unless you obviously know what you've done in the past or what you've done in your first session with us, then you can continue on with that. But if you don't know, half your body weight is a good place to start. And we're going to do a few sets of this, so you can always move it up or move it down as we progress anyway. But if you get yourself set in the leg press, we're going to do 30 seconds of leg press, then 30 seconds off, and we're going to come into lat pull down afterwards. But if you're going to start a leg press, we're going to start that 30 seconds in about 10. So get your feet up nice and high on the platform. 3, 2, 1, and let's go for the leg press. 30 seconds on, and we just want to control the movement out. So really strong push out, really drive through your heels as much as you can, and then slowly on the way in. And we're going to come all the way in, so that weight stack should touch each other again. All the way in, then push all the way out nice and strong, and then coming back in. That's 15 seconds. If you're feeling good, go faster, but keep control, of course. Control is really key. Otherwise, just keep doing what you're doing. You got 5 more seconds. A couple more reps, maybe. 3, 2, 1, and rest. 30 seconds off, and you're going to come out. I'm going to go over to the lat pull-down machine in the other corner of that same room. Make sure you unhook the bar from the top of it. It is on a wee bar there. If you try to pull that, you're not going to pull anything because you're trying to pull the machine down. So unhook that at the top. And then with the weight stack here, for a beginner's level, if you haven't done this before, I'd suggest your body weight divided by 10, or if you're more of a challenge, you could divide your body weight by 5, and that number is where you'd put the wee pin, or somewhere in between. Unless you've done this before and you know what to do, that's where I suggest you start. So the beauty again is that you get to choose instead of having an annoying personal trainer over your shoulder forcing you to do certain weights, you know, so that's a really cool part about this podcast workout. Anyway, we're going to do some lat pull down. With our hands on the top bar above our heads, we're going to have our underhand grip, so our palms are facing us, and we're going to have our hands about shoulder width apart. We're going to pull that bar down and sort of tuck your knees under the rollers and have a seat, and then arms just straight down, straight up. And we're going to do that for 30 seconds in. 3, 2, 1, and go for it, please. 30 seconds of lat pull down. Pull it right down under your chin. Really stick your chest up to that bar. And then the bar go right up, so extend your arms right out and then pull right back down and repeat. Another 15 seconds if you don't mind. Keep it coming. Really, really good for the arms, as you're probably about to feel or are feeling. And rest. Okay, from this point on, we're going to move off and we're going to grab ourselves a mat. So the mat's outside of the wee weights area to the left, and they're just hanging up on a wee rack. Pull the mat off, and you can put it anywhere you want. Back over by the lat pull down if it's free. We're going to do a prone hold. Very simple. On our forearms and on our toes, we hold ourselves off the ground. We're going to do this for 30 seconds as well. So if you get that set up, we're going to start that in about 10 seconds, please. So mat on the ground, you on the ground on top of it. We're going to start in 3, 2, 1, and prone hold for 30 seconds. So you're on your forearms and your toes. Everything else is in the air, staying nice and strong to your core. Make sure you breathe still, that's helpful. And try to keep your bum down, core really strong. 10 more seconds. Breathe. Breathe. And rest. Cool. Those are our first three exercises, or our strength exercises of this workout. We're going to go back to leg press now and go around those three one more time. you know what? In fact, we're going to go through two more times. So we're going to head back to the leg press. Keep the seat the same position if you're happy with the last time. Keep the weight the same if you're happy with it. Or challenge yourself more, make it lighter, whatever you need to do. But leg press, again, is going to start in 5, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Leg press, please. 30 seconds on, pushing that thing out really strong, driving through our heels, slowly on the way, nice and controlled, powerful out, control it in, and breathing again as we exercise, rather important, in my books anyway. Keep that leg press coming, 5 seconds, and rest. Wonderful. 30 seconds off and we're going to back to lat pull down. Okay, again, keep the weight the same. Same grip with our hands. Keep it nice and strong through our arms. And we're going to start that in about 15 seconds. Of course, you can increase the weight or make it easier. Whatever you want to do. You're in control here. I'm just giving instruction. 5 seconds for lat pull down. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 30 seconds, lat pull down. Nice and strong right down under your chin. If you can hit the bar to your chest, that's just top points, you know. Well done. That's exactly where we're after. Really stick your chest up, pull your shoulders back as you pull that bar down, and then extend your arms right up. Don't give up. 10 more seconds. Three, two, one, and rest. Beautiful, beautiful. Back to our prone hold now. So hopefully you lift that mat out, because we still need it. Assuming you have a mat. Maybe you got tough arms, don't need a mat, or you got a good towel. But we're going back to prone hold now for 30 seconds. That'll start in 10, 9, 8. So get ready. 3, 2, 1, and go for prone hold, please. 30 seconds. Now, if you find 30 seconds to be a wee bit easier, what you can do is extend the position of your points of contact apart, so you can push your feet back further or your arms out further, and that's going to stretch out your core and put a lot more pressure on your abs. If you want to make it more of a challenge, that's the way to do it. Keep your butt down and keep breathing. You got 6, 5, 4 seconds. Rest. Nice work. Let's go through that sequence just one more time. So let's head back to leg press. And maybe now, on our third set, is a really good time to really push yourself. So if you've been thinking about that weight increase on the weak tabs, please do. Please go for it. We never know until we try these things. So the least we can do is try and see what happens. And the worst result is you just get way stronger, which is pretty cool. But leg press starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go! Really strong through your heels and breathe. Keep it coming. Coming all the way in. Let that weight stack tap each other and push all the way out. 5 seconds. And rest. Moving over to the lat pull down, just slowly, good bit of time. And again, same thing here. If you're gonna increase that weight, challenge yourself a wee bit more, just move it up to the next number. Every plate on that lat pull down machine is 10 pounds, about 4.5 kg. So you'll notice it, but it'll be a good challenge. And we never know until we try these things. 5 seconds until we start lat pull down. 3, 2, 1, let's go, please. What a song. That is 15 seconds. Keep going. Really strong arms. Lots of breathing. Pull right down to your chest if you can. Chin up, shoulders back. Be proud of wonderful lat pull downs. 3, 2, 1, and rest. And then we're back to prone hold one more time. Please. Remember, you can't make that harder by extending your points of contact on the ground further apart if you want to. We're going to start pronoid again in 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go! 30 second pronoid. Really challenge yourself once more. It's your last pronoid for the whole day, I assume. Unless, of course, you're going to replay this again afterwards, which I wouldn't blame you if you did. Halfway. Three, two, one, and rest. Beautiful job. Hope you really enjoyed our first week sequence of strength work. Once you have a wee breather, have a drink, of course, whatever you need to do, we're going to head over to the Skiu. So for those that don't know, the Skiu is the one in front of the rowing machine. If you're in the weight room and you're looking out towards the pool, it's on the right-hand side of the pool. It's a funny-looking machine with green handles at the top. If you've never gone on the Skiu there, you'll soon come across it. It's got a platform at the bottom, and it'll say Skiu right in the middle, right about your hip height. With the Skiu, we're going to do some sprints, and I'm going to teach you right now how to use the computer on the Skiu machine to set up those sprints. So if you have a look, the screen should be blank. If it's not blank, then you just push any button to get the screen on, any of those buttons. So turn the screen on, light it up. After that, you'll have 5 buttons down the right-hand side of the Skiu. And if we use the top button as number 1, next one number 2, 3, 4, and 5, I'm going to put you through it in sequence order, so if you follow the numbers and just push that button corresponding to that number, we're going to set up a sprint workout. So the screen's lit up, and we're going to press button number 2, then 4, then 4 again, then number 3, then number 1, then number 2, then number 1, then number 1, then number 1, and number 1 again, and then push number 2, number 2, number 2, and then number 5. And assuming you've done that correctly, if you haven't, then you can always replay, rewind and have another look and listen through it. But we should be set up with a 30 second sprint, after which you have a 30 second rest, and we're going to do that 6 times. Okay, even though you've got your own clock set up, it's just showing you how to use the machine. But I'm still going to time you on my clock just so we can stay in sync with this workout. So if you grab the green handles from the top and step back a wee bit on the platform, you're going to, when I say go, you're going to pull down into a bit of a squat. Make sure you keep your balance, and if you know what you're doing, go really, really fast. Otherwise, build into it. And we're going to start our Skiu sprint. Our first one in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1, let's go! 30 seconds on. Really strong, so pulling your arms down into a bit of a squat. Keep your feet flat, of course, reaching up high and repeating and trying to build speed and power and just awesomeness, really.
Oh, believe me, for those enduring young children.
As I'm sure you can see, you've got roughly about 10 seconds to go. Keep it up.
Today. Were to suddenly
let's go, nice and strong.
Fly in the night.
And that just should be about 30 seconds there. Clock should be on 0 and it should be counting down a wee 30 second rest timer. As hopefully you can see. So when that 30 second rest timer gets to 0, that's time again to go again for another 30 seconds. You'll have your distance set up somewhere in the middle. That'll show you how much you've got in that 30 seconds. See if you can beat this next time. Are you up for the challenge? As you'll see, we start again very soon in 2, 1, and about now. Go for it. I'm just letting you follow the Skiu screen with my time and sync in the background. So let's keep going really fast here, really strong, really cool. Go, go, go. Got roughly about 5 seconds. And just rest right there. Just there, you should see that timer counting down. Ready for our next sprint, then you get more distance. I don't know, I hope you did. You did, no big deal. Just keep doing your thing, you're in control, remember. And our next sprint should be set up right about now. Go for it. Really strong skin, try to build that speed, build that power, really go for it. About 10 seconds to go. And Reese, roughly about now, just look at your screen. I just want you getting used to the equipment we've got in the gym for your benefit. Keep an eye on the screen and see where you got. What is your distance? Who knows? The most important thing is that you're giving it a go. Our next one, as I'm sure you can see, starts in 3, 2, 1, and about now, go for it. Halfway, keep breathing, strong skin, and keep reaching out really high. Down low into a good squat. Now 5 seconds. And rest, about now, as you can see. That should also show up as interval number 4. We've got 4 of these, and we're going to go for 2 more. We're on 6 in total. Push through these next 2. And 5 seconds, as I'm sure you know. 3, 2, 1, and go for it. 5th set. Just keep it up. Really strong skin. It's a wonderful exercise for everything. Arm strength. Our fitness. About 10 more seconds. You're getting closer. Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drank too much and that's an issue. And rest. But I'm okay. Hey, I really hope my stopwatch is working in line with the skier gear, but if it's not, it can only be a few seconds out, so. We only got 1 more set. Make sure you watch the skier timer. One more set of scan, let's go. Everything you got, we will have a longer break after this. 5 seconds roughly. Ready, set, and go for it. Hard on that ski. Let's see what you got for the last one. Let's build her up. How far can you go in 30 seconds? Really pull those arms down. Really strong. The sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your. 10 seconds. Go, go, go. And rest, as I'm sure you can see as well. Well done. That is 6 sets of scan, or 3 minutes in total. And I'm sure you did a wonderful job. If you just have a rebreather, grab some water, have a rest. It's good. We're going to head over to the other side of the pool, to the weight stack by the doors, I guess, outside, so by the spa pool. If you want to use that frame of reference, if you use those weights, I'm going to go and do an exercise, not just yet, but the next exercise will be called dumbbell shoulder press. So to find the correct weight with this exercise, you want to probably get your body weight again divided by 10 for each hand, or by 5 for more of a challenge. So for example, if I'm 80 kg, I'd use 8 kg in each hand. This is just a rough estimate. Or if I was going for more of a challenge, divide by 5, I'd go roughly 16 kg in each hand. Dumbbell shoulder press. How this works is you pick up the dumbbells, you pull them up so they're sitting on top of your shoulders. You have 1 foot forward, 1 foot back. We're still standing up, nice and straight. And then all you do is push the dumbbells right up high to the sky, come back down, and go back up. Okay, I'm going to start dumbbell shoulder press. I'm going to do this for 30 seconds. I'm going to start that in 5, 3, 2, 1, and go for dumbbell shoulder press, please. So standing strong, 1 foot forward, 1 foot back, and pushing those weights straight up to the sky, back down, up to the sky, back down. We're doing it for 30 seconds, of which you've now done 15 seconds. Keep it up. And rest. Okay, put the dumbbells down just carefully. Watch your toes, of course. We're going to go over to the boxes now. So on the other side of the spar pool, you'll see our boxes labeled 30 centimeters, 15, or 45. And we're going to do some box steps. For box steps, we're going to go really, really high. Big steps, massive steps. The biggest step we can normally do is a 60 centimeter step. So if you're up for that challenge, put the dark gray on the bottom and the yellow on top, and that'll make 60 centimeters. And then you can strap the Velcros together just to hold it in place. Medium level would be sort of just the 45 centimeter one by itself. So the dark gray, the biggest one just by itself. Or you could use the 30 centimeter one if you're not as confident or as sure. But the main thing we want to get out of here is we have a really, really big step before we add any weight. So if you're comfortable with the 30, try out the 45 centimeter box. If you're comfortable with that, try out the 60 centimeters total. If you can do 60 centimeters, then add some weight, just light weights. The 4s, the 6s, the 8s, all we need, you'll definitely feel it. Anyway, we're going to start box steps. I'm going to go for 30 seconds. So make sure you got your box, the one you want, all set up and ready to go, because we're going to start that in 10 seconds. In 5 seconds, box steps. Are we ready? 3, 2, 1, and go! A really strong step up, up, and then coming back down. Change legs, step back up, coming back down. Alternate legs every single rep. You want to be even, of course. Get that nice and high. Make sure you stand up really tall on top of the box before you come back down. Extend our legs to the top. Come back down. Change your legs, every single leg. I said legs so many times. You can rest right there. That's 30 seconds. Have a rest. I don't think I've ever said legs so much in a short space of time like that. Our next exercise is one called reverse crunchy. So this one you're going to need that yoga mat back again. So either pick it up, go back to where it was, or grab another one off the rack. Put it on the ground, wherever's free, and you're going to lie on your back on the mat. I'll just need to get that set up. Once you're on your back, you're going to put your hands under your butt. So it pretty much lifts your bum up a wee bit and flattens out our back. Helps contract our core when we're in that position. And then you're going to bring your knees right up to your chest, so your feet are off the ground and your knees are tucked. And a reverse crunch, in my eyes, is kicking your feet out and then bringing them back in. But your feet always stay off the ground. We're going to do that for 30 seconds. And we're going to start that in 10. So if you set yourself up in a nice, strong position, hands under your bum, knees to your chest, we start in 3, 2, 1, let's go! Kicking your legs right out and pulling your knees right back into your chest and repeating for 30 seconds. Hold those abs really strong, please. Whole idea of this exercise is to work out core. Get it on fire. 10 seconds. 5 seconds to go. And rest. Now I'm sure you've started to really feel this workout, especially if it's one of your first times at Limazero. What we're going to do is not too much more of it. We're going to do one more round of those three exercises. So if you go back to your dumbbells for dumbbell shoulder press, You can obviously change your dumbbells to something lighter or heavier. We're going to do another 30 seconds on dumbbell shoulder press, and we're going to start that in 5 seconds. So get ready, standing up tall, dumbbells by our shoulders, 3, 2, 1, and pushing straight up, go for it. Coming back down, pushing up, coming back down, pushing up. Keep your core strong, and at 1 foot forward, 1 foot back. Just helps protect our back a wee bit with that foot position. Keep shoulder pressing, of course. We've got 12, 11, 10 more seconds. Really strong arms here, push up really high, keep breathing. Rest. Okay, 30 seconds off, and we're gonna go over to our box steps again. Just gently put those dumbbells down, of course, or away. Make your box steps harder if you want to this time. Entirely up to you. The control is yours, as I've kept repeating throughout this workout. You choose your box steps, but that starts in 10 seconds. And we want to challenge yourselves more. As I said earlier, you never know until you try the next level. So give it a go. You can always go back. In 3, 2, 1, let's go for box steps. Alternating legs every rep. Standing up nice and tall in the box. Standing up tall at the top, like you're on top of the world. Keep those steps coming. Really strong, really high. 5, 3, 2, 1, and rest. And then back to our mat for reverse crunches one more time. So lying on your back, hands under your bum to lift your bum up and flatten out our back. And our reverse crunches will start in 10 seconds. You're gonna bring your knees up to your chest. That's where we start. And kick your feet out in 3, 2, 1, let's go. So legs go straight out, and then knees come right back to your chest. Keep your core strong and controlled all the way through that movement. If you're really struggling, if you feel like your back is arching, just don't kick out as far. Just do a smaller movement and try to keep our back nice and flat on the ground. Keep strong, keep breathing, keep the abs tight. 5 seconds, keep going. And rest. Well done, have a wee breather. We're going to do one more thing for this special podcast workout, just to make it extra special. We're going to head over to the assault bike, so that big black fan bike, which is in the corner of the gym by the Lima Zero sign. You might have been on before, you may not have. It's called an assault air bike. It's a self-powering machine, so all you have to do is hop on it. You're going to pedal, and you're going to push and pull with your hands, so it works your arms and legs. Beautiful machine, wonderful exercise. We're going to do 1 minute on that to finish off. And if you want to challenge yourself, you're going to go for as many calories as possible. So if you slowly head over there, we're going to start that in 30 seconds, please. And this is going to be the end of the session. So the assault bike, as you may know or may not know, is quite a tough machine, but it's one a really good one to finish on, because there's nothing afterwards and we can have lots of recovery. How hard you go is up to you, as I've always reiterated through this workout. But jump on that assault bike. We're going to start in 10 seconds, and we're going to go for 1 minute to burn some calories. All you have to do is start moving it in 3, 2, 1, and go for it. Start moving it, and the screen should turn on about now, and you're going 1 minute. But you're going 1 minute on my clock. Let's get it moving and going really fast. Build up that speed, but make sure you keep breathing as well. Keep it nice and strong. I'm on 30 seconds. You've got 30 seconds to go. Do what you can. Burn those calories. You'll see those calories going up and up and up. It's a wonderful thing. Get rid of them. It's the last thing of this wonderful podcast workout. I've got 15 seconds left. That means you've got 15 seconds left. Let's go really fast and really strong to finish off, please. 5, 3, 2, 1, and rest. well done, and just let it slowly slow down as you do. You can put your feet up just on the wee foot stools, I guess, on the bike. You'll see a calorie reading, you'll see a distance reading. If you want to, you can record those. No big deal if you don't. It's a good way to see progress over time. Catch your breath. That's our podcast workout today for Limit Zero. Set up just for our gym. No one else. Just for you guys. I hope you found some enjoyment out of it. In my opinion, it's a really good full body workout. Should have got everything working at some point in time. Our upper body, our core, our legs, our lungs. To work the body in this sort of way is a wonderful thing. To get everything moving, everything going. It should really light us up and make us feel wonderful. And if it doesn't right now, we'll do later. And by later, it might be several months down the track after being consistent for a while. Or later this afternoon, or later in 2 minutes when you catch your breath. Depends what stage of training you're in. But you've done a wonderful job just to get to this point and get through it all. Thank you for joining me for this first podcast workout made just for Limit Zero Gym. It was a real pleasure to do this, and hopefully it worked out all well for you. I'd make sure you take some time now to stretch. So have a seat on the yoga mat again, stretch out your legs, hamstrings, glutes, calves, stretch out your abs, your back, your arms. Assume you know how. If you don't, just do what you can, do what you know. And over time, we're going to teach you more. And we're going to bring more workouts just like this, made for Limit Zero only, every week. So I'll be back next week with a new one, just for Limit Zero. So you can join me then again. Until then, have a wonderful day, have a wonderful week. Keep exercising, keep moving, and stay happy. Go Limit Zero!